Hello everyone, this is Dr. Suri Mohandas, the co-founder and managing director of iFirst International. Our mission is to professionalize the non-profit sector or any cause-based organization or enterprise such they're able to achieve their impact on the ground. To do that, we focus on the issues at the board and management level. Today, I'm at the Malaysian Association of Social Workers office and I have with me a very esteemed guest, Professor Dr. Ismail Baba. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiq.
Our theme for today is careers in social work in Malaysia. So I like, and as I understand it right now, the Malaysian Association of Social Workers, or MASW, has a vision to seek professional competency in social work practice, education and research. Yeah. Their mission, as it stands now, are based on five pillars. One, to be an active advocate for professional competency in social work practice, education and research. Two, to be a relevant forum for assessing, identifying and managing social problems. Three, to be an effective resource of professional support to its members. Four, to be a relevant forum for assessing, identifying and managing social problems. Five, to participate dynamically in networking with government and non-government agencies locally and internationally in the pursuit of professional competency in all areas of social work. So Prof, in the area of careers, is there such a thing as a career in social work?
Okay, Dr. Sudhima, before I answer that question, maybe I should just define what is social work briefly. Yeah, I think social work is about enhancing the social well-being of the individuals, families, small groups and communities. And we call all these people, I mean, these segments are our clients, you know, whether we are working with individuals, families, or communities. In social work, we have our own knowledge, we have our own values, and we have our own skill when we engage with our clients, when we help them, you know, to solve their problem. So social workers must apply these values, knowledge, and skills if they want to help their clients, and they must be competent, as you mentioned earlier on, to solve their social problems. And we use a problem-solving model when we provide social work intervention with our clients. Now, I have been a social worker for the last 35 years, and I have had colleagues who were much older than me who work as a social workers in the past with the welfare department as early as 1946. Yeah, social work as a profession actually has started in Malaysia as far as during the colonial time, when Malaysia were colonized by the British. And during those days, the British brought their trained social workers who graduated from London School of Economics, yeah, to help the Chinese and the Indian migrants, yeah, because they were brought in because of, jobs and all that. Yeah? So there were a lot of social problems as the Chinese and Indian migrants at that time trying to settle down in the Malay Peninsula those days. So again, to answer your question, yes, there is such a thing as a career in social work. Now, of course, social work as a profession is still considered quite a new profession as compared to other disciplines, like those who are in medicine, law, architect, engineer, etc. And I would say the first school of social work was established in UK and in USA about 120 years ago. In Malaya, the social work program was introduced as early as 1960 at the NUS, National University of Singapore. Of course, it was called University of Malaya then. Now, the first social work program in Malaysia was established in 1975 at the University of Science Malaysia, Penang. And by now, the higher learning institution in Malaysia have produced more than 10,000 trained social workers. Many of these trained social workers work with the welfare department, hospitals, mostly government hospital, NGOs, private sectors, and other relevant ministries. So there is such a thing a career in social work. I think at the moment we have 8 higher learning institutions and private university that offering social work program in this country.
That's really useful to know, especially for the youth who are aspiring to actually make this a career. What has changed, Prof, in terms of social work in Malaysia, dating back to the 90s, 2000s, and now the 2020 era?
Okay, I think, again, I must say the term social work as a profession in Malaysia is not well accepted yet by many. Many of our citizens engaged in doing so-called social work don't even know there is such a thing, values, knowledge, skill in providing the social work intervention. Many people still confused between what is social work and what is volunteer work. Now, what has changed in terms of social in Malaysia? I would go back as early as 1960s. There was a need to train social workers professionally then, and this is required by the international standard. Just like other trained social workers in USA and UK and Europe and even in Australia, they have to abide to the international standard. Now, how and also what have changed in terms of social work? I think the way we treat our client has changed drastically in Malaysia. In the past, social workers saw their role just to provide financial assistance, you know. But today, we engage in providing all sorts of psychosocial intervention with our clients, you know, because it's not just providing money or it's not just about discharge planning, sending the client patient at home, you know. But we provide, you know, in a case of people with HIV, for instance, we need to understand, because HIV, as you can recall, it is a social problem. At the beginning, but it become a health problem eventually, you know. So there was a lot of social issues with regard to HIV AIDS. Of course, we don't have HIV and AIDS like 30 years ago. So that also, in terms of social intervention, things has changed how we deal with certain social problems, social issues. And I think we also believe in client self-determination. That is to help them to make their own decision in terms of how they should be engaged in solving their own problems. With the psychosocial support, we teach them, which teach our client to be independent and never to make them dependent on the service providers. As we see now, I think JKM has created a lot of dependencies, but with more and more trained social workers that we have now, we are able to create more independent, you know, clients once they have received their social work intervention from the trained social workers. And of course, that has changed a lot. I mean, since the 90s, and you know, and of course, putting them in the institution will be the last resort. I mean, we'll never believe in that. I think that would make them become more dependent, and we are taking away their own concept of self-determination. We will try to place them in the environment where they are familiar and comfortable, you know. And so now we have more trained social workers and more social work program at the higher learning institution, looking at what has changed, as you mentioned just now. We have many social workers with master's degree now and PhD these days to deal with the very complex social problems that we have today. We have more social work researchers these days, and that could come up with evidence-based research and new ways to provide problem solving for better social work intervention. For example, I mentioned about HIV/AIDS, you know, because we have no knowledge about how to deal with them, but we learn, you know, with research and all, we learn how to deal with that. I mean, of course, HIV/AIDS, it has affected all segments of the society, children, adolescents, you know, women, elderly, and, you know, and so on. So I think Malaysia now is becoming also a training ground for social work students from Iran, from Middle East, India, Pakistan, Thailand, Indonesia, Nepal, who wants to have their master's degree and PhD in social work. And as we become more advanced economically and socially, we need also to use our latest knowledge on how to deal with the current social problems. So this what has changed, you know, from the 90s, you know. Yeah.
So things have actually advanced forward,
yes.
And I'm sure. What would you advise in terms of things to be cautionary or alert about to those out there who wish to do social work in Malaysia and make it their primary focus of work?
Yeah.
What would you advise?
Yeah, I think not everybody can become a social worker. Now, whenever, you know, when I was a lecturer last time, I just said that take a course that you are interested in. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, because if you're interested in social work, if you're interested in counseling, in psychology, be it. I mean, just, you know, so, I mean, when you enjoy learning something, you will get a better mark, and then you enjoy your college life much better than forcing yourself and thinking about what career that you're going to be taking after you finish and graduate from the university. So, as a social worker, I think the most, I think the challenges, I think, you know, is dealing with the social work values, you know, because you know that as social workers, we are also human beings. We have our own values, we have our own norms, we have our own beliefs and ideologies. Many social workers are still, I think, having problem, even the trained one, in accepting the social work values. Yeah. We need to respect our client with dignity and worth of people, you know, the client that we help. Yeah, we have been confronted with so many challenges in terms of social, financial, cultural, religious, political issues, you know. So these issues do sometimes prevent us from to enhance the social work, social well-being of all Malaysians, I would say, you know.
Yeah. So that nicely puts everything together in a little package. Thank you, Prof, for your clairvoyance into the subject matter of careers in social work in Malaysia. This is Dr. Sudhi Mohandas signing off with a message to our listeners to share this audio interview with others who could benefit from this foreknowledge. You can check us out on www.ifirstinternational.com.